Hello, and welcome to Co-Housing Truth blog and now podcast. I've been wanting to do this podcast for a while now, a few years. I did record one test episode with a neighbor, and since then, a lot has changed. So, let me tell you a little about myself. My name is CJ. I've been a DJ since 1988. I've recorded lots of interviews, interviewed plenty of people. It was exciting to get to interview one of the rock stars I liked in high school when I went into radio. So I enjoy doing these interviews, and I hope to interview a lot of people in the co-housing world and get to know more. I think co-housing is a great idea. I also have three children. I have a microphone now, so maybe you can't hear, but one of them is 16 and is in the kitchen right now preparing something, so you might hear that in the background. The other is 11, and I also have a 20-year-old college student. So that's of now, 20, 21, how old they are. They're all boys. When I first heard about co-housing, I wanted to sign up right there, right then, move in right away. It was about 11 years ago because I know my youngest was still a baby. And I thought this would be amazing to be able to raise kids and be in a community because I've always been around people. I am very outgoing. And the minute I became a parent, all of a sudden my life changed and it was very lonely. It was harder to go out, harder to bring kids. I really felt that loss of community. So co-housing sounded amazing. I also am a world traveler and have lived in communities. My favorite experience was in the mountains of Mexico, where when they wanted to send me there, I thought I was going to die. No running water, no electricity. If we don't pack the potatoes a certain way, they all might rot. Like, oh, where are they sending me? But right away, I fell in love with the area, and there was about maybe six houses. And it was two families and then other villages. And it was just an amazing life where I was always outside. Of course, there was agriculture work to do. And just always talking to the neighbors. And it was a lot of fun. I was also very young and hot commodity up there because I was an unmarried muchacha woman. So that meant if there was enough unmarried women, you could have a dance, which was the big entertainment. And luckily, I loved to dance. So I had that experience, and I always wished I could have that again and even looked into communes, hadn't heard about co-housing. The one thing I wanted was more intellectual people because the people up there had, most didn't even have a high school degree. Some people didn't know how to read, which was fine, but I had just graduated from college, so I was yearning for more at the time. Now I kind of see that that might have helped make it more of a community, the higher education. And it was necessity. They weren't there. It wasn't an intentional community. It was just their lives. And they had to rely on each other and, of course, the land to live. And you can find that on this blog. I just threw my whole Mexican experience diary on here because I wrote that a while ago. Then I also lived in an intentional community in Italy. It was the fragments of an intentional community. I guess in the 70s, people read some book, and I think there was a huge movement in Italy for intentional communities. And they were like living off the land on spoons and believe in community living. And then it later broke up in individual houses. And by the time I lived there in the 90s, they had already started, you know, having bad gossip about each other, about, oh, that person has a nice new toilet. So it was a little interesting. I wasn't there because I was into intentional communities. I actually needed a place for my boyfriend to live, and none of the Italian families wanted a man in the house because they were catered to, at least at that time. I found lots of housing for the year to stay in Italy because I would help babysit and wash dishes, but no one wanted a guy except for these hippies, most of them from Germany. They were like, sure, he can stay here. And he did not have indoor plumbing. Well, no, I think he had a sink and a wood-burning stove. And then he also, but he didn't have a toilet for sure. It was just a pit in the ground. It was really gross. And I only ended up staying there about a month. So, and that actually ended up pretty terrible. But I just thought, well, when I heard about co-housing, I'm like, oh, this is going to be great because they have a system of governance, usually consensus. Now some people are moving to other forms of government, which is fine. And they have a conflict resolution team, and they're really going to lean into any conflict. Whereas where I was in Italy, it was just a bunch of people living together, no real expectations or way to deal with things. Also, I didn't know what I was getting into there. Anyway, so I had a lot of hope, and I was very excited to move into co-housing, and I felt very lucky, and anyone who does live in co-housing, I feel are lucky, because most places never get built. The place that I was interested in, they have a sign up, and they have like an option on the land or something. I don't even know if they own the land, but they have not built any houses yet. So when I heard about a place right nearby where I could keep my job, which I loved, and it was a developer making it, so it was even more affordable. I didn't have to risk any money of putting money down, and then maybe the houses never get built. And it would be more affordable because, again, most co-housing, you have to put your money down, and it might not get built, and it's usually a lot of money to build a house from scratch. The developer was taking on the risk, and I just went to the bank and got a mortgage. He also actually happened to have to make some affordable houses, and as a teacher, I qualified. So it was a win-win, and I moved the family. My oldest went off to college, so that wasn't so bad because he wasn't interested anyways. And the other two, I had no idea how hard it would be to move. I heard that it was hard to move children, but I had no idea how hard it is to move their schools and their lives and their friends. My youngest did make quite a few friends. There was one child about the same who would come on the weekends, and they're still friends. So I moved, and I actually did one episode of this podcast, which I hope I can upload. Things are going great. Of course, then we had COVID, and that was hard on everybody. But as you'll see in the blog, looking back at my diary, not everything was perfect, and I always wanted to just tell the truth on a podcast. I had no idea that I would end up leaving. So it got really bad for us, and we left. So, but I still believe co-housing can be amazing. But I think you just need to go in with your eyes wide open and see who the people are in that place. And it's probably, I think it's great to be on the ground up, building the community and setting the culture. But that also means the first few years can be really rough as you figure out the culture and how to get along. And now I'm not the only one. There's a few other people leaving too. It's not for everyone. So I always say, if you can, rent first, and see if you like these people, this particular community, and how it's run. And also, actually, way before I wanted to leave co-housing, I ended up my job switched administrations, and well, like the whole top management changed. So it really became clear to me I didn't want to stay there, even though I loved teaching those students. So I was already looking for a new job, so it worked out to move out. And that was one of the reasons I was at that co-housing, was because of the location. I didn't have to change jobs. Now I realize I could have gone anywhere in the world to try co-housing, if that's possible for some people to switch jobs. Because there are lots of co-housing, and some are very well established, some are new, it's just all over the place. So, as I said, I hope to interview people here, talk about different issues. Maybe you're like me and on a road trip and you want to listen to a podcast instead of reading a blog. I have noticed that it is very difficult to find out all sides of co-housing. If you look up co-housing, you will find blogs on the websites of the co-housing places, which is great, but that only shows you the positive side because, you know, people do have to move for one reason or another. Usually, you know, they have a job change or a family member needs help. They do have to sell houses every once in a while, or there's turnover. So there's a lot of positive, which is great. But when I do anything, I always want to know the negative too. When I was interested in homeschooling, I looked up both sides. It was kind of difficult to find the negative, but sometimes there's these horror stories of homeschooling you see out there. Homeschooling ended up fine. It was not as glossy as some of the things said. My child never started a nuclear lab in the basement or, you know, got perfect SAT scores or whatever some of the homeschool kids did. It was just average. And he ended up wanting to go to school in eighth grade. And well, that was that. And then the other thing I looked up was home birth. Now that one was easy to find the negative. There's lots of horror stories. And my family was very much against home birth. They're all medical field. But I did the research, talked to people. I really trusted the midwife. So my third child was born at home. And also there was a hospital quite nearby. So I wasn't too worried. So those are the big decisions where I try to look up the good, the bad, the ugly, just everything. So with co-housing, that's why one reason why I started this blog. I just wanted to talk about what it's really like. At least for me, my experience. I can't talk about everyone, but that's why I want to interview people. So that's about it. As far as those who are in radio, I know I made some click sounds and I might have popped my peas. I'm sorry about that. But this is the new world of podcasts and, well, blogs are old now. So hopefully it'll still be enjoyable, something nice to listen to and give everyone things to think about. And that's it. Welcome. And please always feel free to comment, reach out to me. I love questions. I love debate. I like it when people disagree with me. That is fine. So welcome and happy co-housing.